Another agent that's being looked at in the neoadjuvant setting, and again in the NSABP study, is oxaliplatin. What are your thoughts about that strategy?
I think that that's certainly, again, a very good strategy to look at. Certainly in the setting of metastatic disease, oxaliplatin has a very major role, and I think in the adjuvant setting it's now been certainly shown to be a major contributor to that. So I think in neoadjuvant therapy that is an area to look at. We're seeing anywhere from 15 to 18% complete pathologic responses with the use of neoadjuvant therapy in locally advanced tumor. Now, we don't give neoadjuvant therapy to all-stage rectal cancers. We select out the ones that we feel are going to benefit the most, and those are the locally advanced ones that have a significant involvement of the perirectal fat or node-positive disease. So they are locally advanced tumors, and yet 15, 18% of these will get a total complete pathologic response. And we've looked at our data at Memorial, some 300 patients, and in those that got a complete pathologic response, their long-term outcome is very significantly better than those patients that don't respond. And so that, I think, is to enhance the results of neoadjuvant therapy is an area to look at. And the things that you raised earlier about the use of looking at other adjuvant therapies like oxaliplatin and the other targeted therapies that might enhance that. So it would be nice if we someday got a 25, 30, 40% complete pathologic response, then presumably those patients are going to have a better outcome than otherwise. Now, clearly the biology of the tumor probably is a major factor in that, and so clearly not all patients are going to respond.
Do you think there might be a role in the future as the CR rates hopefully go up for actually avoiding surgery, maybe just having neoadjuvant therapy and that's it?
I think that certainly that is on the horizon. Right now, I don't think that there's data to substantiate doing that, and I still advocate to all of my patients that even if they have an apparent complete pathologic response, I still advocate major resection. Now, we look at our own experience at Memorial and the patients that got a complete pathologic response who underwent major resection, 7% of those patients still had node-positive disease. Even though they had complete response in the wall of the rectum, 7% still had node-positive disease. Now, the main question is, if we waited another 3 or 4 months, would that node-positive disease be there? I don't have that answer. There was a study that was done in Brazil by Angelita Habergama, who published her results, who is an advocate of neoadjuvant therapy and no surgery if they appear to get a pathologic response. And so that study really has raised the question as to whether that is something that is doable at the present time. That data needs to be substantiated by larger series, and we don't have enough data at this point in time to advocate that.